An internal power struggle apparently continues to plague Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency. On the line with us is Daniel Markey, an adjunct senior fellow for South Asia with the Council on Foreign Relations. Welcome to our program.
Happy to join you.
Thank you. First of all, what is your assessment of what's going on with this division in the Taliban?
Well, it is clear that not all of the Taliban leadership have accepted Mullah Omar's successor, Mullah Mansour. But precisely what part of that leadership is unwilling to accept him and the consequences of that fracturing, whether it's likely to be a long-term split or the kind of short-term disagreements that we've seen in other parts of the Pakistani Taliban, for instance, when they've lost their leader, is at the moment unclear.
Mullah Abdul Manan, a brother of the late leader, Mullah Omar, spoke with VOA, and he said that the leadership crisis is the biggest issue facing the Taliban, and that the rivals should avoid confrontation until a decision by religious scholars. What is your reaction to that?
Well, it certainly is a big deal. I mean, one thing that we should all keep in mind is that apparently Mullah Omar died as long as 2 years ago. So one thing that's quite interesting is how this leadership succession issue has been kept under wraps for possibly as long as 2 years, maybe even longer. And that suggests that the number of people who are really in the know in that tight inner circle of Taliban has been kept very, very small. Now that he's clearly dead, that Mullah Omar is clearly dead, the number of Taliban who will think that they have a say in who should be his successor grows significantly and probably exposes the kinds of frictions that reportedly had existed, for instance, between field commanders and those leaders who have been based inside of Pakistan or elsewhere. And those kinds of splits have been somewhat apparent over the years, but now they may be bursting out into the open.
Well, it's been so long. Does there need to be a new leader officially announced in public, or can they continue just as they're doing now?
No, there absolutely needs to be a new leader in order for the Taliban to be the kind of unified insurgent movement that it has been, to continue to wage a reasonably successful, especially in recent years, war against the Afghan state and NATO, even at lower levels of NATO. But there doesn't need to be a unified Taliban movement in order to have continued fighting within and throughout Afghanistan and for the Afghan state to have trouble consolidating itself, especially as U.S. and NATO forces have dwindled to under 10,000. So you can see continued insecurity no matter what happens with the Taliban leadership. But in order for it to be an effective insurgent movement that can make claims on leadership of the country and negotiate and so on, you really do need to have this top leadership.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us today. We certainly appreciate you taking time.
Thank you.